Praise God. He is good. Am I on, guys? Am I? No? Yes? No? It's there? There I am. Praise God. Here I am. God is so good. Amen. You are loved this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about today's teaching. I think you're going to be blessed by it. I know you're going to be blessed by it. Why don't you stand this morning and turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 19 and verse 30. I'm going to talk to you about two things this morning, two powerful statements, some of the most powerful statements, I think, that are in the Bible. So, and I love this. Luke 19 and verse 30. Amen? Why don't you turn there and let's look up here. No, that's not what I want. Amen. Let me find it real quick. Oh, it's all good. Hallelujah. That's what I had last week. I'm so thankful for my cell phones. Aren't you? Matthew 28:6. Let's go there. Let's try that. That's it. Praise God. And I don't like electronics too much because they fail you at times, and mine failed me. So, but I'm glad you're grace, right? How many are thankful for grace? Amen. I need it probably more than you do, so I'm just glad for it. Amen. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. He is not here. He is risen. I want you to turn to somebody and say, he is risen this morning. Amen? And hold up your Bibles today and say it like you mean it. Come on, say it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Give him a high five this morning to him, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He is good. Praise God. You ever give a high five to the Lord? Say, hey, thank you, Lord, amen. He is always so good, such a good, good father this morning. Hallelujah. You know, most of us believe that Easter is a time to commemorate the resurrection of Christ, and that's true. That's true. However, it's vital that we also realize that it's the purpose of his life, death, and resurrection we celebrate on this day. Not only the resurrection, but his life and his death. Amen? It's important we celebrate the resurrection. Thank God. But thank God for his life and thank God for his death. Amen? So this morning, I want to talk to you about the good news. Not the bad news, but the gospel. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is the good news. Amen? And when Adam disobeyed God in the garden, he fell from that right place with God. But Jesus brought us back to that right place. Amen? And that is the good news. And the good news is that he's not mad at you this morning, but he's madly in love with you today. Hallelujah. He loves you so deeply this morning that he died for you and he rose again from the dead and he sealed that with you. Amen? He is so good today. Hallelujah. So it's the good news. So Jesus said, not only is he risen today, but he also said words on the cross, and he said, it is finished. Amen. And he, you know, a lot of people look at that and they thought, well, his life is finished, and that's true. But he's saying all of the plan of God is finished. When he died on that cross and he uttered those words, it is finished, he said, all has been completed. Hallelujah. It is done. It is finished. It is there for you to receive. He said, all sin has been done away with. Amen. Sickness has been done away with. Poverty has been done away with. All is finished. It is completed. And he gave up the ghost. No man took his life, but he gave his life a ransom for many. It is finished. Death by the Jews was by stoning, but death by the Romans was crucifixion. And crucifixion was far worse than stoning, because it was hours of agony and pain and torture. And when Jesus died on the cross, you know, many times we look at that cross and we see pictures of the cross, and we see maybe, you know, a crown on his head, a crown of thorns, a little bit of drops of blood, maybe a pierce in his side. But how many saw the movie The Passion? Did anybody see that? Powerful movie. Mel Gibson did a tremendous job of portraying what Jesus went through, because Jesus was whipped with the cat of nine tails, and that was leather and balls of glass and iron and steel in it, and they drug it across his body, and he ripped his body, and he looked like literally a sheet that was ripped by razor blades and hanging in the wind. And he looked like a piece of raw hamburger meat. He was beaten so bad. And Jesus went through that you and I might receive life. And not only life there, but life here. Over in John 10:10, Jesus said this. He said, "The thief comes not to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give you what? To give you life, and to give it to you how?" He said, "I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly." A lot of people are waiting till they get to heaven to start enjoying life. No, God meant you to have life here on this earth. He's got good for you today. Nothing but good for you. He says, "I desire that you have long life." Hallelujah. He wants your days to be filled with good because of what he's done for us. Amen. Long life. He said, "I want to satisfy you with." Oh, well, Pastor, you know, I'm believing for 40. No, long life. Well, I might make it to 50. No, long life. I read the other day a lady, the oldest person in the world, just died, and she was 117 years old. 117. She almost made it to the promise. The promise is 120 years. Hello? 120 years is the promise. I'm only halfway there. Hallelujah. I've got another whole half of life to live. 120 years. You know, all this world wants you to settle in on, you know, 65, 70, 80 years old. Man, that's not old. Was it Caleb when he was 80 years old said, "Hey, give me that mountain"? Amen. 80 years old, he says, "I want to take that mountain." Amen. Moses' natural force was not abated, nor his eye was not dim. And how old was he? 120. Let's not settle in for what the world thinks is old. You cannot be old and be praying in the Holy Spirit. He renews your life. He renews you. Christ renews your youth like the eagles. Yeah. Amen. Wow, a lot of people think, "Well, I'm getting old. I'm 55. I'm 30. I'm old." You know? No, man. Man, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Don't settle for what someone else is going to tell you. Settle for what the Word is going to tell you. Good preaching, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Especially some of you that are over 50, you really need to be saying amen. Wow. You know, it's like, man, it's amazing. It's amazing how that some people age in their mind. You know, it's amazing how some people just settle in their mind that, you know, "I'm 65 and I'm out of here." Now, it's all right to be out of here because you're going to be present with the Lord, right? To be absent from the body is to be what? Present with the Lord. So it's all right to be out of here. Fine. Praise God. You're going to actually be in a better place. But you know what? While you're here, God wants to use you and give you a long, strong life. Full of his grace. Amen? Full of his love for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is that good of a God. Praise the Lord. He portrayed that. Mel Gibson did a great job of portraying that. The crucifixion. Jesus said, "It is finished." Amen. Salvation is finished. Sin has been defeated. Look at Romans 3:23. We're going to walk down the Romans road just a second this morning. Look at Romans 3:23, if you will. What does the writer say here? "For all have sinned and fallen short of what? Glory. The glory of God." All of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. We've missed the mark. That word sin is missing the mark, harmatia. We missed the mark that was set before us, God's glory. We totally missed it. Some of us didn't even hit the target at all. Hello? We really missed it, right? But look at Romans 6:23. I love this. The wages of sin is death, but look at this. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin and death were introduced into the world by Adam. Adam's disobedience brought the imputation of sin, and it was placed on all of us. All of us were sinners. All of us are sinners. But forgiven. You don't have to sin anymore because you've been forgiven. Hello? Are you listening to me? We still blow it. There is none perfect but Jesus. Oh, Pastor, I'm perfect. I am in my spirit, but in my body and in my soul at times, we still blow it. Y'all look at me funny, man. What? Amen. We have power within us now to overcome. Hello, are you listening to me? And here's the good news. Even if you do blow it, you're already forgiven. Praise God. Amen. Because there are really none perfect, no, not one, except Jesus Christ. If you think you're perfect for just a minute, then you're living up to the law and not up to Jesus. No, you ain't hearing what I'm saying this morning. If you think you're perfect for a second, you're living up to the law and not up to Jesus. And when you try to live up to the law, you're always going to fall. When you allow Jesus to live through you by grace, you're gonna make it. Amen? You're going to be victorious. Amen? Hallelujah, by his grace. Look at Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to what? All men, because what? Because all sin. Adam's disobedience caused sin to infect every generation after him. Every generation. He took on the devil's nature by sinning. Therefore, he no longer possessed God's nature of righteousness and holiness. Amen? Holiness is something that's not on the outside. So many people think that holiness is something that's on the outside. And years ago, I remember they had these holiness churches. They're probably still around. And they told the women, if you want to be holy, you don't wear any makeup. That's not being holy. That's being ugly. I'm sorry. Amen. That's just the way it is. Thank God for makeup. Come on, somebody. Thank God for makeup. Amen. It usually makes you look better. And you want to represent the Lord good, right? Amen. Thank God for makeup. And then they tell you you can't wear any jewelry, and you had to dress a certain way. And they had all this external based on the law. Holiness is not external. Holiness is internal. It's a matter of the heart. It's the heart work that Jesus has done within us. Your spirit today, if you're born again, is perfect. Your outside may not be perfect, but your spirit is perfect. Hallelujah. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, we fail, therefore, no longer possess God's nature of righteousness and holiness. However, God had a backup plan. Aren't you glad? Thank God for the backup plan. So, that plan was to restore man to his rightful place of sonship with God. Amen. Matthew 15:15. Look at this. Matthew 15:15. Man, where's my scripture going this morning? Amen. Try Mark 15:15. I apologize, guys. Am I there? So Pilate, warning to gravity of the crowd, released Barnabas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him and to be what? Crucified. Barnabas, the criminal, was taken in his place, and Jesus, the perfect one, was sent in our place to be crucified. Amen. The one who should have been crucified was released. That was actually you and I. We were released because Jesus took our place. Amen. We were freed because Jesus took our place. Amen. You no longer have to face that because the Lord, perfection, took your place today. Amen. Hallelujah. Adam was God on earth. He possessed everything he could have wanted while Adam was here on earth. God gave everything to Adam, including authority. He had authority to rule and reign here on earth over all of God's handiwork. Amen. Look at Psalm 8, 4, and 9. I hope I got this right. 8, 4 through 9. Hallelujah. Psalm 8, 4 through 9. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things where? Under his feet. Wow. All sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea that pass through the pass of the sea. O Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. God placed Adam in that place of authority. When Adam sinned, he lost all of that authority here on earth. Jesus came and brought back that authority so you and I now can have that authority to rule and reign in life. That's what Romans 5 tells us, that we now rule and reign in life. Amen. That's where God has placed us at in Jesus Christ. Amen? Wow. So when sin came, it changed the whole picture. That's where Jesus comes in. Jesus changed everything. Aren't you glad? The Bible says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose, for this reason, the Son of Man was manifested, the Son of God was manifested, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. Sin has been defeated. People still sin. We still do stupid things. But you know what? Sin has been forgiven. All of our sin. Amen? Only thing we need to do is receive what he's already done. Hallelujah. He is that good. Jesus shed his blood so that you and I could live free from the works of the enemy. Luke 4:18. We can live free today. Praise God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus proclaimed, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Because of his death and resurrection, a poor man doesn't have to be poor any longer. A sick man does not have to be sick any longer. A captive man does not have to be captive any longer. Jesus has set us free. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the good news. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, it doesn't matter where you are today, what you've been through, what you're facing, Christ is the answer for you and can set you free. He is that good. Hallelujah. Look at Luke 24. Luke 24. Amen. I want to just kind of go through this a little bit. Can we put this up in the Amplified? Luke 24, 1. Luke 24, 1. This is so good. I love this, man. This is awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. But on that first day of the week, that's why we worship on a Sunday. Now, we worship every day. You know, some people still worship on the Sabbath. But the early church, because of the resurrection of Christ, Monday's really not the first day. This is the first day of the week. And they worshiped, they celebrated that life every Sunday, the first day of the week, because of his resurrection. So when we come together as the body of Christ to celebrate, we celebrate life and resurrection every time we come together. Some people still go by the law and worship on Saturday and try to keep that holy. But with Jesus, because of who we are now in Christ, we are holy in Christ. Our spirit is holy every day. Hallelujah. Said, early in that morning, the women went to the tomb, taking spices which they had made ready to prepare his body, and they found the stone rolled back from the tomb. They had sealed the tomb with a stone. The stone represented the law. And when they got to the tomb, because the stone, the law, could not produce life. In fact, it could not help a person who had sinned. It would point out your sin, but it would not help you overcome it. But Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And when they got to the tomb, the stone had rolled away. Because there's not life in the law. There is life in Jesus. It's not life in a religion. Religion is dead and dying. There is life in Jesus Christ. He is the resurrection and the life. Amen? A lot of people are trying to serve religion today, and religion will kill you. But Jesus will give you life. And it's not a religion. It's a relationship that you have. It's like I have with my wife. I can get up and speak with her and talk with her and fellowship with her. I have a relationship. Thank God it's not a religion. Come on, somebody. Man, if you're in a religion with your spouse, you're in a bad place. You better be in a relationship. Because somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose in that religious stuff. And guess what? It's going to be you. Amen? Be in a relationship. Amen. Let's go back. Go on down. But when they went inside, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. You know what? I want to tell you, I've been there to that place. I've walked into that tomb in Israel, in Jerusalem. I looked. You know what? There's nobody there. He is gone. Praise God. He's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And while they were there, perplexed and wondering what about this, behold, two men in dazzling raiment suddenly stood beside them. And as the women were frightened and were bowing their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you look for the living among those who are dead? Boy, are people doing that today? They're looking for life among dead things. They're looking for life in the drugs. They're looking for life in all these other things. They're looking for life, but they can't find it. There's only one that gives life, and that's Jesus. That's Jesus. Amen. He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be given over into the hands of the sinful men, men whose way or nature is to act in opposition to God and to be crucified and on the third day rise from the dead. Hallelujah. Next verse. And they remembered his words. And having returned from the tomb, they reported all these things taken together to the 11 apostles and to all the rest. Now, as Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who reported those things to the apostles, he is risen. Hallelujah. What does that mean for you and I? It means you and I are risen. You and I are risen. He is risen. It means you and I are risen. Why, Pastor? Absolutely. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Put this up in the Amplified if we would again. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 10. You all still with me this morning? Listen to this. Because he's risen, you and I are risen. Amen. This is awesome. And you who he made alive. Turn to somebody and say, are you living? He made you alive this morning. Not dead, alive. God wants you to be living. Amen. And he who made you alive when you were dead, slain by your trespasses and sin. Look at this. In which at one time you walked habitually knowing you were following the courses and fashions of this world, were under the sway of the tendency of this present age. Following the prince of the power of the air. That's what we did. That's what we used to be. That's how we used to respond. That's how we used to act. Right? No longer we have to act that way. Now, you might make mistakes. You may blow it. But that's not your nature any longer. You've got a new nature. Amen? A new being inside of you. Praise God. You were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, the unbelieving, who go against the purposes of God. Wow. Among these, we as well as you once lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by our corrupt and sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind, are cravings dictated by our senses and our dark imaginings. Whoa. All that has to do with your thought life. Do you notice that? Has to do with your mind. Your mind that isn't renewed goes after those things. A renewed mind doesn't go after those things because we've been renewed in our mind, in the spirit of our mind. We were then by children of God's wrath and heirs of his indignation like the rest of mankind. I'm getting down to the good stuff. Just hang on. But God's so rich. Said, God is rich. Where is he rich at? God is rich. in his mercy, because of and in order to satisfy the great and wonderful intense love which with he loved us. God loves you intensely this morning. He's madly in love with you today. Wow. Even when we were dead, even when we were slain, even when we were in sin, our shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. He gave us the very life of Christ himself, the same new life with which he what? Quickened him, for it is by grace, his favor and mercy, which you did not deserve, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation. Whoa, it's by his grace, guys. Aren't you glad this morning? What we deserved, we didn't get. Man, that is the good news. Hallelujah. Let's go on a little further. And he what? Raised us up. Turn to somebody and say, you got a new seat. You got a new position. He raised us up with him. Raised us up. When he went raised up, we were raised up in the newness of life. Raised us up with him and made us sit down. Sitting is the place of rest. Christ has provided rest for us in the resurrection. Amen. We are seated and rested in him. Sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly spirit by virtue of being in Christ Jesus and the Messiah, the anointed one. Wow, we are raised up. We are seated with him today. By his grace, we are forgiven today. Hallelujah. That is awesome, man. I love that. Praise God. Go on a little bit further this morning. Amen. Go on. I just want to show you this. He did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, limitless, surpassing riches of his free grace, his unmerited favor, in his kindness and goodness of heart towards us in Christ. Woo! He did that, guys, for you. Yeah, give him some praise. You can give him some praise. Amen. For it is by what? It's all free. He did it freely for you. No cost. No strings attached. You know, I don't like those things with strings attached. You go in, you buy something, and they say, oh, yeah, but you didn't read the small print. You ever see those car deals? Buy a new car. $99 down, $99 a month. And you go in all excited with your $99 down, and then they say, oh, but you didn't read the small print. You got to qualify for this. You got to qualify for that. You got to have a lease with us or a lease with somebody else. Hello? Thank God there's no small print, no strings attached in Jesus. Aren't you glad? Delivered from the judgment and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith, and this salvation is not yourselves of your own doing. Amen. It came not through your own striving, but is what? It is the gift of God. Wow. Jesus' resurrection guaranteed us the right to be made righteous in our spirit and restored to our rightful place as sons of God. You are no longer a slave of sin, of sickness, of disease, of poverty, but you are a son. John 1:12. But he gave us power, the Bible says, to what? To become what? The sons of God. Turn to somebody this morning and say, you sit next to a son. You might be a woman, but you're a son in God's eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. You're sitting next to a son. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. Praise God. And because those who are saved have been declared righteous, they have a right to repent or change their mind and to be forgiven and cleansed of all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. We used to use this scripture all the time to talk about repentance. And really, this is the one-time thing. This was written to unbelievers. 1 John 1 was written to unbelievers. 1 John 2 and 3 were written to believers. And in 1 John 1:9, this is what he said. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. I used to read that and thought that every time I messed up, I had to confess my sin. If I didn't, I was out of fellowship with God. And if I didn't, I was going to hell. If I messed up and got in a car wreck or something and died, I'd gone straight to hell. That's what I used to believe. because of that scripture. Guys, if we confessed our sins all the time because there's sins of omission and commission, how many know that you should have done it, but you didn't do it, and you wish you would have, but you didn't, but you wish you would, but you didn't, then you wish you would, but you didn't, and you knew you should have, but you didn't, hello? And you wish you did, but you didn't? Anybody ever done that? Oh, I wish, man, there's sins of omission and commission. There's sins you do on purpose, and there's sins that you just, hello? But every one of them has been forgiven. As a believer in Christ, even when you wish you could have and should have, God's already forgiven you. That's the good news. That's the good news. And here in the scripture, he's talking about an initial believer. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive your sin and cleanse you from what? Some, a little, all. And that cleansing is continuing forever in your life. Because the blood never stopped going. It's still going today. It's never lost its power. Amen? It's never lost its power. Amen? It is always going. Look at Acts 13:39. Hopefully I got this one right today. Acts 13:39. Amplified. Let's put this up. Praise God. It is awesome. And that through him, everyone who believes, who acknowledges Jesus as Savior and devotes himself to him, is absolved, cleared, and freed from every charge from which he could not be justified under the law and freed by the law. Wow, I just got to read that again because you just didn't get it. You just didn't get it. Hello? Let me read this again. And that through him, everyone who believes, who acknowledges Jesus as his Savior, and devotes himself to him, is what? Absolved or cleared and freed. Cleared and freed from what? From every charge from which he could not be justified and freed by the law. And given right standing with God. You've been freed and justified in Jesus today. What do? Do I work at it? No, you just believe at it. You just thank him for it, amen? That's what the resurrection did. It seated us in the place in Christ, and it freed us from the works of the law. Hallelujah. And we are saved by grace, not by works. Amen. We are freed this morning. So the bottom line is, Jesus was resurrected for our righteousness and total life prosperity. Spirit, soul, and body. All three, amen? Righteous in your spirit, healthy in your soul, and healthy in your body. You got a right mind, sound, know who God is, know how good God is. Man, religion will make you have an unsound mind. It'll make you crazy. Hello? Jesus will give you a sound mind. Amen. He said, I desire above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Jesus has given us soul prosperity. He wants your soul to prosper. He wants your mind to prosper. Amen? He wants your soul to prosper. He is that good of a Father. You are not guilty any longer or standing under guilt and shame. It has all been removed because of the cross and resurrection this morning. Stand today. Amen? Let's give him some praise. Amen? Come on, give him some praise this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. You are forgiven today. Amen. Of every sin. Every sin's already been taken care of, just people don't know it yet. Every sin has been taken care of. Christ's blood was enough. Only problem is people don't know it yet. When they know it and receive it, wow, that empowers you to overcome. When you know you're totally forgiven, that empowers you to overcome. Grace is not a license to sin. People don't need a license to sin. They do it without a license. But grace teaches us, frees us, enables us, empowers us. Hallelujah. Wow, frees us. Amen. It is awesome relying upon his grace and not on your ability. Amen. Why don't you bow your head just a moment today? Oh, you can give him some praise. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. Praise God. Lord, you are so good today. We thank you for the resurrection of life. We thank you for the cross, for your life today, God. We thank you for these precious people here this morning. Amen. Lord, some may be here today and they've never made that decision, or maybe it's been a long time since they've allowed the word to transform their mind and their thinking. But today's their day. They've come today with a new hope of serving and loving you, God. Lord, I pray you just show them how much right now you love them. Amen. That you have forgiven them. They walk free. They walk free in you today. We thank you for that today. Amen. Today is your day. If you're here this morning, you've never received Christ as your Savior, we want to just invite you to receive him. How do you do that? You just raise your hand up, put it right back down. Not going to embarrass you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else this morning? Praise God. God is good. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. That's awesome. God bless you. Man, several. God bless you. Amen. Thank you this morning. What I'm going to have you do is we're going to all pray a prayer this morning. It's a very simple prayer. Amen. And I want you to pray it, and I want you to believe it from your heart. And when you believe it from your heart, amen, your life is going to be changed forever. So I want you to pray with me this morning. Would everybody pray this with us this morning? Say, Jesus, thank you that you died for me. Not only for me, but for the whole world. Thank you, Lord. Your blood was shed for the forgiveness of my sin and the sin of the world. Today, I put my trust in you. Thank you, Lord, that you rose again. And I received that resurrection power into my life. Today, my spirit is born again, totally changed. The rest of my life, I'm going to renew my mind to your word. What your word says about me, what I have now in my spirit, in my born-again spirit. And as I renew my mind, my total life changes to what you are and who you are. Thank you, Lord, today. I am saved. I am a believer. I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. I receive it. My life is restored. My family's being restored. My marriage is being restored. Everything is being restored. It's coming back to me. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've got some material we'd love to give you this morning if you prayed that prayer. And Holly, I'd like you to go back there and grab some of those this morning. Just go back and see Holly. And you are so loved today. Hey, next Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. I said next Sunday's Resurrection Sunday. Come out, invite your friends, amen. Partake of our candy table back there. See Holly if you'd like some information. We'd love to give you some this morning, amen. God bless you, amen. You are loved today. Shake somebody's hand, tell them they're loved. Get a picture this morning back there as well. We want to get a picture of you today, amen.